Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated, those who are standing. Well, God is good. You know what? Before we get started, I just want to give honor and praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because without Him, we have nothing. Without Him, we are lost and lonely. And without Him, we are struggling through this life, wondering what it is that we're going to do. So before we go any further, why don't we just lift up our voices? If you want to stand, go ahead. But I'm just going to go ahead and thank my God for how good He is to me. Because without Him, I'm nothing. Because without Him, I can do no thing. Because God is holy. Because He loves me. Because He is making a way in our lives. Because He knows exactly what it is we need. He knows our thoughts. He knows our burdens. He loves us, and yet He still provides for us. Hallelujah. There is no one like our God. There's no one like our King. There's no one compared to who He is. There's no one like Him, and He's holy. I thank You, Jesus, for Your goodness. I thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. I need You, Father, and there's no one like You. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I think of His goodness and all He's done for me, hallelujah, there's no one like Him. Thank You, Jesus. You may be seated. Well, He knows all things. Sorry, this device is garbage and is not working. But that's okay. It's working now. Many of us, I want to talk about for a little bit, many of us brought here good hopes to have another day, another night where we get to stand in the presence of God and just go ahead and receive the blessings from God. And we've brought hopes and expectation, but also many of us have brought something else. Sometimes we come to the house of the Lord and actually we go through life and we're carrying something that we need to let go of. And we don't even realize it, but it's living in our life. And there's something that it's called condemnation. Condemnation is such a harsh thing. It's such a hard thing to live with. And without any further holding back, I want to go ahead and read you the scripture, the key verse that I want to read, which is Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Lord, bless this word tonight. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now, when I look in the Strong's Concordance for what that word condemnation means, it is a damnatory sentence. It's a condemning thing. Now, when walking with God, there is no condemnation in two ways that I want to talk about tonight, from His perspective and from your perspective. Condemnation. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus when we're walking after Him. And from His perspective and from our perspective. Now, the first part, His perspective, we are not actually condemned of God if we are walking after Him. If we've been born again and we are walking in His life and we are doing what it is that He's called us to do and we are obedient to Him, we have no condemnation. You're covered by His blood. You're justified and you're doing His will. So if you are walking with Him, He's not going to condemn you. You've got nothing to worry about. Now, the other thing, the other part from our perspective that I want to talk about is that we feel condemned. But when we're walking with Him, we will not feel condemned. And that's our perspective. When our pursuit and our focus is for God, we're not making any excuses and we're not justifying sin. And therefore, regret or consequences and condemnation cannot exist. So when we're walking for God and we're living for God, it's going to affect our feelings, and we're not going to feel so bad. We're not going to have, you know how many times we struggle with the feeling of condemnation? Well, you've got nothing for it to stand on. There's no room for those negative thoughts to creep in because you've not given them any ground. There's nothing for them to hold on to because our conscience is clean and we're living for God. We're walking and pursuing Him. There's no room for it. If we are pleasing the judge of all creation and we're doing His will, then we don't have to fear His judgment. And most of the time we spend in condemning ourselves. We just, it's a thought, it's a feeling because of the ways that we live. Now I'm going to put some things in perspective. And I know it can be kind of basic, but I think most of the time we basically are doing things wrong. And so the first thing I want to talk about is when we live in sin. When we allow sin in our life, we stop choosing life and we start choosing death. I know that sometimes we complicate it, but it really isn't as complicated as we might think it is. We're choosing to separate ourselves from God because the Bible says in 1 John 3:5 that in Him is no sin. And 1 Corinthians 6:14 says, "What communion hath light with darkness?" So, sin in our life and allowing sin in our life, we are acknowledging and we are choosing sin and we are choosing the consequences of sin. Look at Adam and Eve. They had a choice. They could either do good and live forever, or they could do bad. And they could, that one thing that they weren't supposed to do, they were given a choice. And that sin separated them from the presence of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 16 says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants are ye to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." So when we yield ourselves to sin, we are willfully accepting the consequences and condemnation that goes with it. That is sin unto death. Well, you might ask yourself and you might say, "Well, I thought God is supposed to be a loving God." And He is a loving God. But He's given us a choice to choose sin and die or to choose Him and live. Because it's not God that condemns you, it's your choice to sin that condemns us. And that's one thing that I know that it sounds so basic and so easy to understand, but how come we so often do that? We so often walk and we so often live a life and we choose to let condemnation, we give place to sin and we continue to fall and we continue to stumble and we give place to the enemy. Well, what if I've been born again, you might ask? Aren't I saved? Am I gonna make it? The Bible says in the New Testament, or should I have anything to worry about, basically? The Bible says in the New Testament that you can fall away from grace. You can be led away with error. You can err from the truth. A weak brother may perish, the Bible says. The Bible also says that he that endures to the end shall be saved. Our living in sin will condemn us and separate us from God. I know this sounds harsh, but I'm going somewhere. Another aspect of living in sin or condemnation of ourselves is the consequences. So many times in our life, we make mistakes, and because of those mistakes, there are consequences. The very nature of sin brings forth these consequences, and we often deal with condemnation, even though God has already forgiven us. For example, you may have hurt somebody, and God will forgive you if you repent, but you still remember the act, and you can't forgive yourself. So many of us have done so many bad things and can't get over it, and we can't let God heal us because we don't think we deserve it. And the truth is, we don't deserve it. Our righteousness, the Bible says, is as filthy rags. We, the church, We need to stop allowing sin to live in our life. We need to stop making way for sin to live in our life. Even if it seems small and insignificant, there are things that we do as a church body and as an individual. We want to make it. We want to do the right thing. We want to live in this life. And yet we keep allowing these little things to go forth. And we keep letting these little hidden sins take place in our life. And we wonder why we don't grow. And God is speaking to this people. Now listen, there's something that I know I'm kind of struggling with some things, because really the only thing that I could really say that tonight that God wants to say is that there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There is now therefore no condemnation. I believe that God is saying something to this church and to this nation and to this people in this age. I do not think that Pastor Kyle and the ministry and people keep preaching certain things that's going to help us to live the way that we need to live. God is calling a generation and a people, a royal priesthood, and there is something that he's trying to get us to pay attention to. I think God is speaking to this nation right now because there is something that is weighing in the balance. If we don't start noticing the things in our life, if in my own personal life, and I'm not talking about everybody else, if and it comes to the end of it, at the end of the day, I need to make sure that I'm living for God on my own and that I start taking this into account, that what I do matters, and that if I'm going to make it, I have to live for God on purpose. I have to think about it in my own mind and where I go and what I do. If I am choosing to live for God, if I am making a way for the devil, if I'm giving way for him to have his way in my life, or if I am purposefully acting and choosing God, this time is unlike any other time, and you know that. You've seen there's all kinds of things going on, and I can't get over the fact that there's so many things that we can do that totally make us stop thinking about God. We get so mesmerized by just different things, the media, this, so many things that we do, and we choose other than God. We choose these easy ways, and we live a plastic Pentecostal lifestyle. I've never used that word, but it makes sense. We go ahead and we play the part, and we wonder why we don't reap the benefits, but we are really just coasting. It's kind of like that scripture we read in Matthew chapter 7. They said, "Lord, Lord, have we not done all these wonderful things?" And he said, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Because you know what? As much as we come and as much as we go and as much as we hold on to these things and as much as we might seem so appealing to our friends and our family, God knows what's in our heart. And we continue. And if we are continuing to allow these things to live, these sins, these secret sins, these little things, whatever they are, we're never going to quite make it. And there are consequences for that. There are consequences for my own walk, from my own mentality. There are consequences by the very nature of sin. Sin in itself will separate us from God. And we wonder why we feel so alone and why we feel, "God, how come I'm not making it? How come I'm not going where I want to go and doing what I want to do? And how come I'm not excelling in these different areas?" But all the while, we are separated from God because we are allowing sin in our life. We are allowing these little sneaky things, and maybe nobody else knows about it, because the way that the world is and the way that the devil works is you can sin and no one will ever know about it. And we can just walk through this life and we can just kind of fade through and we can fool everybody, but we can't fool God. And you know you can't fool yourself. God is wanting to say something to us. He is trying to stir us up because it is time that we do not allow everyone else to live for God for us. No one can live for God for you. Nobody else is going to make it for you. Nobody else is going to say, "Hear the words, well done in thy good and faithful servant," for me, because I have to stand and make an account for myself. There are things in my life that I might lift up above God, and I cannot do that, or I will never see him. If you want to gain the praises of men and all the pleasures of the world, then you will have your reward. You will have those things, but you will not make it in the end. There are some things that I need to make aware of my own life. What is more important? What is absolutely more important, that I gain the things of this world and the fun and the entertainment and the prestige and the honors and the accolades and all these wonderful things, or that I actually see and meet Jesus face to face and sit at his feet and hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant"? I need to make it. I have to absolutely make up in my mind that I can make it. There are so many things. We come to church. We live in this world, and we condemn ourselves. We wonder what it is. And you know what? Really, we are separated. We are condemned because of our actions. God loves you. He's always going to be there for you. It's not his will that any man should perish. For God so loved the world that he gave. God loves you. It's not him that condemns us. It is us that condemns us. It is us and our choices that condemn us. You know what's going to happen, and I believe it in the name of Jesus, there's something that's going to happen right now. I believe that God is opening our understanding to see that your problem is not with God and it's not with all these other people, but it's with our choices. We want other people to live for God for us, and we keep waiting for us to get elevated and recognized so that we can finally start living for God. That is a trap and a lie, and you'll never make it. We have to absolutely start noticing that God has paved a road for us. God has made a way for us, and that we must live that way. If we want to reap the benefits of his way, then we need to walk in that way. I cannot believe how good God is and how right he is. He makes these things so evident for us, but yet we do not listen to him. There are so many things that I can think of in our everyday life. So many things that we walk by, so many things that we choose, and we sit there and we struggle with it, and we wonder why God is not helping us. And we can always fall back on the fundamentals. Have we prayed? Have we sought God about this situation? Are we doing what we need to do? Are we walking after God? Or are we trying to appease our conscience? Are we just trying to do enough just to justify our sin? And please hear me when I say this. I'm not saying that to you directly. I'm not saying that to you because I'm blaming you. But every person has to take account, and I want you to think about that. Am I making way for these things to happen and to live in my life? Because it is absolutely horrible. And I can't tell you the how many people in this place have gone home and have struggled with things and have wondered and just having such a hard time. But in the back of your mind, you know that there's things that you don't want to let go of. Maybe some things that you don't want to make way. Maybe there's a little bit of pride, but you don't want to recognize it as pride. You want to recognize that it's someone else's fault. Maybe there's a little bit of pride that's just so inside of you that is just rooting you to the ground and won't let you move. And you don't want to cut it off because you want to be right. You want to be right and you don't want to move because you would rather be right. There are some things that God wants us to do, that he that finds his life shall lose it. I must lose my life. I must, if I have to be humbled, if God knocks you down, you count that as joy because he chastens those that he loves. There are some things that God does that he's churning inside of us, and he wants us to know that he loves us. He's some. You know what, when I talked about it, I don't know, a couple Sundays ago, that we sit there and pray, "God, why don't you love me? Why don't you, you know, do all these things?" And he says, "I am. I do love you, and I'm doing this for you because I'm trying to show you something. I'm trying to take you down a road that you need to go down. I'm trying to let you endure some things because there are too many things that we just expect." But God, we want to go deeper with God. Sometimes it's not necessarily the most fun in our flesh. But I tell you what, when you go through that, God opens your door. God opens your mind. He opens your understanding. He makes a way out of no way. Amen. We need to stop allowing sin to live in our life. These little insignificance, these little things. And, you know, we can be assured that our sin will find us out. You know, maybe you won't be broadcasted on the news, but it will manifest. It'll show there's consequences. You know, and that's kind of what I was mentioning earlier, that yes, although you might have went off and you did something, and God forgives you, But you still live with that thought. A lot of times we sit there and some of us will actually be living in it. And we'll say, well, I kind of like it. I'll work on that later. You know, I just kind of like what I'm doing right now, and I'll fix that later. You know, I know God loves me and all that stuff, but there is absolutely a consequence for that, because sin brings forth death. And I can't tell you how many times you've think back on some sins that you allowed to live and think of all the good that it brought forth in your life. If you lie, you will be known as a liar. God will forgive you, but I can't trust you. I'm just saying, that's part of the consequences of sin. There are things that we don't want to let go of, but God is trying to get our attention, because he's going to bring us a little bit further. He's going to show us a little bit more. We're going to be a revival church, whether we like it or not. We're going to have revival on accident. People are going to have an encounter with God because they're going to have an encounter with you, because you are bringing forth the praises of God. Where you go, there's such an enlightenment and understanding of who God is. You cannot help but speak of the goodness of God, because we've made up our mind. You've decided to serve him. Amen. So this whole thought of condemnation. Now, I wanted to go a little bit further. Actually, the question we ask about this condemnation, we continue to allow it to live. There's consequences. And it gets deeper. We allow it to live, it gets deeper, and it gets harder to get out of it. How many of you just kind of allowed something to happen when you know you shouldn't, but it got harder and harder to get out of it? It got harder and harder to confront it. It's kind of like letting that bully continue to have his way at the schoolyard and keeps taking your money. It gets harder and harder because now it's expected. And you just keep letting these things go instead of confronting it, instead of dealing with it. What should we do? Well, notice, I want you to think about in Romans chapter 1, 8 verse 1. It said now. And I thought that was very interesting because, you know, I've read this all the time. Oh, there's no condemnation. Cool. And that's great. But it says there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. The word now means at this present time. Now, I don't know about you, but there are some things that we go through, that I've gone through, that I just have a hard time letting go of. And so many times I will go there in my mind and it'll creep back up. Or if you are walking in a way that you know you shouldn't be walking, and you have that condemnation in your life because literally you're condemned because of the choices you make. You are not giving yourself over to God, and you're not repenting of your sin, and we walk in condemnation. Well, we allow these things to live. The word now means, and you ask the question, what do I do about these things? What do I do about my condemnation? And, I thought it was so cool that when I was reading is the Bible says that now, and it means present time. Not worried about my past, not worried about my future, but right now. Right now, there is therefore no condemnation. So we sit there and we think about our past and we think about our problems and we try to figure it all out. I wish someone would make up their mind to walk after the Spirit right now. Because right now is the only time that we have. And if you want to excel and live a life without condemnation, then right now we must live after God. Right now we can walk with God and there will be no more excuses. There is no more condemnation because I've got a mind made up that I'm going to serve him. I will no more have ground. I will not give any ground for the devil to stand on. My life and my mind will be clear and clean because I've decided that right now I'm going to serve God. This whole idea, this condemning thought, these condemning ways, I'm not going to give it any more ground because today and in this moment, I choose. You want to know how to overcome your condemnation. You want to know how to overcome these problems and this sin in your life. Then choose right now to serve God, to continue. If you have been born again, if you are in Christ Jesus, like the Bible says, then you can walk in this free life. If you're walking after the Spirit of God, then there is no condemnation. If you continue to come to church and you continue to struggle and you continue to wonder what I should do, well, the answer is choose him now. Don't worry about how it's going to work out. Don't worry about how you're going to figure this out, because you might not figure it out, but God will fix it. You trust in him and you walk after him, he'll make a way. Choose right now to serve him. Choose, what am I going to do about my past? And you know what? There's some things that I've had a hard time with. There's some things that I've been struggling with. There's some ideas. Maybe I'm condemning myself because I keep forgetting, or I keep neglecting to pray, or I keep neglecting to read my Bible, or I keep neglecting the things that I know I should do, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I keep running into this same thing. I keep walking down this same road, and I don't know what to do. But the answer to that is to right now decide, I am going to serve God. And in that moment, you will not have that condemnation, because if you sincerely repent, you give your mind and your heart to God, he will cleanse you. So many times we hold ourselves back from being touched by God. So many times when we're in this altar and we're praying, we will not let God bless us. He wants to, but we overthink things. If you choose right now to serve him, if you choose right now that, God, you know what? I have messed up. I have made some mistakes. I have failed. I have neglected. But right now I am deciding that I'm going to follow you. I'm going to live for you. I don't care about what tomorrow brings. I don't care about my past. But right now, Lord, I decide that I am going to choose you. And Lord, there is no thought that's going to hold me back. There is no lie that I'm going to believe. There is no person that's going to tell me otherwise, because my mind is made up and I will serve you. I will live for you because I choose you. Hallelujah. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. It doesn't matter how deep you thought you were in. It doesn't matter how much of a struggle you thought you had before you. It doesn't matter the mess that you made. God has a way of, you've heard it before, he makes that message out of the mess. He gives you a testimony in that test. He's going to help you out. He's going to bring you through it. But we got to decide today, in this moment, I'm going to choose you. I'm going to live for you. I know that sounds basic. I know that sounds pretty elementary. But it's amazing how much that will actually help us if we stop overthinking everything. Because I don't know about you, but I overthink things. If we stop overthinking things and realize that, God, right now, I love you. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do next. There are some things that are sincerely horrible going on in my life. There are some struggles that are deep. There are some hurts and some wounds that cut so bad. But right now, God, I've got no other option. And you might need to say to yourself, God, I don't know what to do. I keep holding myself back, or other things keep happening. But Lord, in this moment, right now, I must choose you. I must live for you. I must praise you. And I choose you. And these are things that we have to say. We have to come to the grips with that he loves us and that he'll make a way for us. He's such a loving God. Why don't we give him a hand clap of praise? The next verse said in Romans chapter 8, verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free. If you've been born again, yes, it's an awesome experience. That's the entry. You've been justified. Now we're working on that being sanctified and that walk with God. And that's where we struggle with that. But do you know, and it's sometimes we forget it, that you have been made free. And sometimes that truth alone can change things in your situation. Sometimes just remembering that, just thinking about that, I have been made free. And that's where the Bible, when you read it, it's powerful, because he'll speak to you through it. And it's like amazing when God just speaks to you and you're like, wow, I needed to hear that. But he will make you free. And you are free in the spirit to walk in the newness of life. He will continue to open the door and make a way. Some of us, kind of a change of pace. Some of us, like the lady who was caught in the very act of adultery, have sin in our life. For some of us, it's a lifestyle, and for others, it may be one thing or another. It might just been a one-time thing. I don't know. But it's cool what Jesus said to her next after he dealt with her accusers. In John 8, 10 through 11, it says, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" And she said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Go and sin no more. Some of us have to let God deal with our accusers. And it's important to know that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, there are things that we try to wrap our mind around and we can't. And some things we want to figure out. We don't know what to do, but we got to let God deal with our accusers. He said, "Where are thine accusers?" And he said, "Neither do I condemn thee." It's amazing how, and only you really know how much you mess up, but time and time again, that he will scoop you up and wrap you in his arms and love you and say, "I'm not going to condemn you. I love you. I'm going to be there for you. Doesn't matter the hardship that you're going through, you know, the mistakes that you've made, I still love you, and I'm going to be there for you. And the thing that keeps holding you back, and the thing that keeps keeping us from going forward, is that we condemn ourselves so much, and we allow these lies to continue to live, and we keep being set back because we let this thing live in our life. We believe our own thoughts. We believe what Satan says about us. We believe the lifestyles of this world. We get caught up in the media. We think that we're doing something when we're trying to walk in this lifestyle. And you know what? There's only one way, and it's God's way. His way is going to keep us. His way is going to make it. I'm reminded of the words when I'm talking about now that you hear in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." Choose you this day whom you will serve. I know that when it comes to these things, and actually if music would come, if we have any music, we don't have music, I can just go ahead and, oh, we do have music. Would you mind, Jesse? I feel that God has given me a message to share with you, or a word. And it has to do with this constant condemnation. And only you really can decipher what that means, if it applies to you. But I think it applies to everyone. Because if we choose sin, we are choosing condemnation. And if we live in sin, then we allow condemnation to have its way in our mind. And I tell you what, there are some things in our mind that it is so important. We think that, oh, that's, we're just getting all psychological and try to talk about that. But listen, that's like, that your mind is the seat of your soul. Your mind is where the battle happens. We kind of push that away and we think, and we don't really give it much credence, but you know, that is where the battle takes place. And so when we allow sin in our life and when we keep choosing to do the wrong thing, we just give the enemy such a foothold. There are some things that I know that today, if you're willing to say to yourself, "This day, I'm going to serve you." That right now, if nothing else, I'm going to lift my hands to you and I'm going to give it to you and I'm going to follow after you. Lord, I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know how it's going to feel, but I'm going to step out by faith, and I'm going to entrust you with my heart. I'm going to entrust you with my wounds. I'm going to entrust in your care my fears and my failures. The things that I keep messing up with, Lord, I'm going to put it in your hands. And I'm going to choose you this day. Right now, Lord, in this moment, I'm no longer going to try to fight it on my own because I can only get so far. I'm not going to just continue to struggle through it because it's never worked and it won't work. I can't continue to be a fake to myself. Because when I go home, I know what it is that I deal with. I might look good in front of my friends and family, but God, you know what I look like. You see how ugly my sin is. You see how ugly my battle is. You see how ugly my weakness is. I cannot fool you, God. And I don't want to fight it anymore. I must choose you this day. I must stand here today and decide that I will live for you. I'm going to give up some things. I'm going to decide that, Lord, it's important that I live for you for myself. I cannot rely on other people to feed me truth because I must find it for myself. Right now in this place, wherever you're at, if these are some phrases that are echoing your heartbeat, I pray that in this very moment that you would take advantage of what's happening, of what God is calling in your life. There are some things that we cannot fight in our physical, but must be fought in the spiritual. It is not a personality characteristic or trait to be a worshiper. It is not a personality trait to step out with boldness and say, God, I love you. It is someone who has made up their mind that I don't care what I look like. I don't care what people think of me. I don't care about my pride. But Lord, there is something that I must do to start living for you. I must decide at this moment that I'm going to live for you. Even if I've been coming to church, even if I've been involved in the church for years, even if I have done all these wonderful works, you still know how much I don't know you. You still know how much I desire you, but I desire other things too much. You know where my loyalties lie. And right now, wherever you're at, you can stay there or you can come to the front. But why don't we, as a church, why don't we go ahead and lift up our voice and choose him today? Right now in this moment, God, I'm going to walk after you. I'm going to follow after you. I'm going to praise your holy name. I'm going to lift it up to you because you are holy. You are holy. Hallelujah. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. I surrender my life to Christ, and I'm moving forward. Why don't you let that be your prayer tonight? I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you that my past is over. In you, all things are made new. I surrender my life to Christ, and I am moving forward. Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you lift up your voice? I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Why don't you sing unto the Lord a new song? Why don't you just go ahead and talk to him?
God, I praise you because you're worthy. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm not going to let my past define me. I'm not going to let my failures define me. Lord, I'm not going to be consumed with my condemnation. I'm not going to give in to my failures because this world does not know me. This world does not care about me. Lord, you are life, and in you are the words of life. Hallelujah.
Going to give the devil any more ground to stand on. I'm not going to make way and provision for my sin to live. I'm going to choose you, Lord. I'm going to walk in your direction.
I have found in you, you're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah, yes, yes. I'm not going. Moving ahead, I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you, all things are made new, surrender my life to Christ, I'm moving, moving forward.
Praise God. Tayaroko mu yetsu bere bahai.